time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. Find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hope everyone is doing well. We are here in Super Bowl weekend here in the States, and it's just a great time. The Super Bowl is just a fantastic time to look at some wonderful champions. And this year it happens to be in San Francisco in the Bay Area, and I used to live in the Bay Area for quite a while. So it's very interesting and reflective for me to look back on and see Super Bowl City and the Embarcadero being closed down and some of the teams being played, or the Broncos are playing or practicing, I should say, up in Stanford. The Panthers are in San Jose State. And I just know that area so well. And it's just wonderful to watch the news and the interviews about the players and the coaches. Which kind of brings us to the topic today. The topic du jour is a champion mindset. Because when you look at this, the Super Bowl, or any big event, but particularly because this is Super Bowl weekend, and you know Peyton Manning, it might be his last time, and Cam Newton's the upstart, although he's been in the NFL for quite a while, he still has a different attitude and the way he plays the game. But we look at him, and you look at they have this champion mindset, and we can all develop this champion mindset in whatever we are doing. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a physical activity, although it seems to be a lot easier to develop that champion mindset when we're doing CrossFit, or when we're running a marathon, or when we're playing football or doing some physical activity. But I think we can learn from the players, from the coaches, what this championship mindset really is. And it gets back to, I've talked about this before, about this growth mindset and fixed mindset that Carol Dweck discovered at Stanford. And really, when it comes down to this champion mindset, is they have this growth concept, this concept of I can learn, I can improve, I'm not even close to my potential. And that's the other thing, is a champion mindset looks at they have unlimited potential. And yes, when we get, even as we get older, like Peyton Manning and a few others have, Brett Favre and some others that have gotten older and moved, the belief is still I haven't reached my potential. And when you can have that, it means that you will always look to improve. You'll always look for ways of improving. You always look for things to grow into. And that's kind of the goals, right? A championship mindset has goals. They have aspirations they're working toward. It may not be just the goal of winning the Super Bowl, but it's they have their own personal goals of development. How they can perform better. And when they have these personal goals, they will execute them in practice. They'll use practice, their practice time, to increase their skills and their talents. And if you look at it, look at how much practice they put in, right? They have, you know, 16, 17, 18 games, depending where they end up, a team ends up. And they practice every single week. You would think after 15 years, a player would know how to do their job. And there may be some players that have lost that championship mindset where they just go through the motions. But think about it, practicing it every, 4 days a week for one game a week. So they're playing their 4 hours a day for 4 days a week, their practice. How often do you practice? Do you review? Do you learn your skill that you're making your living at, or your hobby? You know, whether it's sales, whether it's writing, whether it's, regardless of what it is, how often do you sit back and just practice what you're doing before you go out and do that, right? So a championship mindset is one of goals, and they have these goals, but it's personal goals. In addition, they have team goals or individual goals as far as performance is concerned, winning a race or coming in under a certain time frame. But mainly, they have personal goals on their performance. And in this, and it's because they have this growth mindset that I'm not even close to tapping into my true potential. They know there's more to them that is there. So they practice, they push themselves, they keep going. And you know, when we watch this, whether it's NBA again or baseball, we kind of, at least even European football, we look at these great players and we just sit there in awe of what they can do. But the other part of a championship mindset is this effort. There may be some natural talent in some of these individuals, but the natural talent is only developed by hours and hours and hours and hours of practice and effort. They put in the effort. They make the mistakes. They're okay with making mistakes. They go back and learn. And you look at this, and you look at those who haven't, right? Johnny Manziel's, poor soul. I hope he gets his life together and is able to do something well with it. And Todd Marinovich, who was a quarterback for the Raiders quite a long time ago. It was all this, that you can look at it and see how they move through life, and they had this fixed mindset. Where the champion mindset is growth. They know they have to have effort. They know they have to execute something in order to get feedback, whether you want to call it a mistake, but it's never a failure. For a championship mindset, there's no failure. There's only feedback. And so when they start out and practice, they make a mistake. Okay, great. What can I change? They keep putting in the practice. I mean, you look at also CrossFit athletes. They practice their Olympic lifts. They practice their muscle-ups. They just practice. And even if they don't succeed the first time, they know they're capable of doing it, so they keep practicing it. And again, with your career, with what you love, how often are you practicing it? One day a week for 2 hours? And then we can't expect to win or to achieve our full potential if we limit ourselves to, well, I'm no good at it anyway, so why bother? That type of attitude, that's a fixed mindset. Another type of a fixed mindset is, I've tried it before, it doesn't work. Right? That's a really dangerous one, because just because you tried it once or twice and it didn't work doesn't mean it won't work. It's depending on what it is, and getting your coaching and getting correct coaching around it and advice and training, depending on what you're doing. But just because you didn't get it the first, second, or even fifth time doesn't necessarily mean that you can't get it. Growth mindset is, okay, here's what I'm doing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to put the effort in. I got this type of feedback. I need to adjust and continue, right? Correct and continue. And the championship mindset has all of those things, right? That has this personal goals that they want to achieve. They know that effort is going to be essential in reaching their full potential. They look at setbacks as not even setbacks, but learnings. You know, a closed mindset, fixed mindset individual, or a non-championship mindset, looks at setbacks as failures, and they dread over it. They run through the failure in their mind over and over and over, and they get to feel bad about it, and they don't cope with setbacks very well. A fixed mindset. Championship mindset, I'm not going to say loves setbacks, but uses it as motivation, uses that as inspiration to say, oh, here's what I need to work on. Let me work on it more. Let me find out. Let me find somebody who can help me. Let me get a coach. Let me get a trainer. Let me find another champion who is in this arena that can help me. And so they work with setbacks as catapults to learning that craft. They have this confidence, and I've talked about confidence before, and confidence isn't meaning that you're going to win the race. It doesn't mean that you're going to win the game. Confidence is that no matter what happens, you can handle it, and you can go back. So even if you, quote, fail or make a mistake, the confidence is, I can handle it. I will go back and learn from it. Lack of confidence says if you make a mistake, that's a reflection on who you are as an athlete, who you are as a person. And a fixed mindset personally attaches their identity to making mistakes. So, a championship mindset has this confidence of no matter what happens, I can handle it, whether it's a mistake or whether it's a success. It's not a direct reflection of me as the person, but it is a reflection of my mindset. And also, they understand that they have this potential in them, and they keep working for it. They keep striving for it. They actually keep records, right, of how they do it. If you look at Jerry Rice, he knew how many times he ran up the hill, and he knew how fast he went, and he would keep pushing himself. So these are just some of the things of a championship mindset. If you want to start to embrace this championship mindset, I would suggest picking up my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. It starts with the fundamentals. If you don't have your fundamentals down, you can't progress into a further reaching mindset. It's like when you start any sport, you have to start with the fundamentals. Here's how you hold the ball. Here's how you throw the ball. Here's how you kick. Here's how you run. And as you develop these fundamentals, you then can develop into that champion. But you have that championship mindset all along, even as you are developing those fundamentals. So if you go to warriormindcoach.com/blog, you'll see a banner on the right-hand side for develop the mental strength of a warrior. If you really want to take this mindset activity to a new level, I would encourage you looking into an introductory consultation. This is a one-hour coaching session with me to see if, one, I'm the right coach for you, to see if we connect, and also to have some experience what coaching is like. And particularly around mindset, it's critical whether you use me or somebody else. If you know that your mindset is faltering, you need to get with somebody, because it's the mindset that holds you back. It's the mindset that propels you forward. And so those are a couple of resources I would look into. A third is my Warrior's Quest 3-day intensive, followed up by 6 months of coaching. It goes into mindset. It goes into your beliefs. It goes into negative emotions. It goes into creating your optimum future so that you can live a life of power, purpose, and passion. So if you liked what you heard here and would like to provide some feedback, or if you want to provide some more suggestions as far as what other topics you would like, please visit me again. It's at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab, and you can send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.